song I'd like to sing tonight is one of three in our hymnal that is over 1,000 years old. Think of that, that the Lord in his wonderful providence has maintained, preserved these hymns for 1,000 years. One of them, Joy, reminded me tonight, Be Thou My Vision, was written in the 700s by an Irishman. And the other one is The Love of God. We have one verse from that, the verse that says, if could we think the ocean filled and were the skies of parchment made, that verse was written between 1040 and 1150. that has some age on it. This hymn, the title of this hymn, it makes me think what George Beverly Shea said. I heard him say this when he was 103. He said, one morning he was preparing to go to church. His father was a pastor. His mother was the pianist. And they were all preparing to go to church one morning. And his mother called to him and said, Bev, come down. He said, someone has written a new hymn, a gospel hymn. I want you to hear it. And he said he sat down at the piano with, and they sang for the first time together, The Old Rugged Cross. That was a new hymn to them. And I think it was first published in this country around 1910. But hear this hymn, O head once filled with bruises, over 1,000 years, heaven only. What a treasure we have in the hymns, beloved. In my personal time with the Lord, I like to take my hymnal and sing hymns as I meet the day. What a treasure, what a comfort in sorrow, in trial. Often through the years, God has used a hymn. I'll never forget one day when I thought I would be crushed under a trial I was facing. The Holy Spirit brought to mind, Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Oh, what a comfort, what a strength, what a treasure the saints have in the hymns. And heaven only will be able to tell how this hymn over 1,000 years has blessed untold members of his body.
We had the debt. augmented, which thou didst pay in blood. We give thee thanks unfeigned, Lord Jesus, friend in need, for what thy soul sustained when thou for us didst bleed. Grant us to lean unshaken upon thy faithfulness until to glory taken we see thee faithful.